Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that the Democrat Party is facing the most catastrophic collapse in modern American history, and their own voters are fleeing by the millions? This isn't hyperbole. This is hard data, all showing an unprecedented political meltdown happening right before our very eyes. The Democrats have officially begun to crack. They're turning on each other over the Schumer shutdown disaster. And as a result, we're witnessing something extraordinary. The complete breakdown of party unity, voter loyalty, and leadership credibility. Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video because the numbers are absolutely staggering. And they all show one thing: a political party that is in a total and irreversible free fall. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Let's start with the latest signs of a mass Democrat crack up. The Schumer shutdown has backfired spectacularly. The latest New York Times poll shows that 65% of Americans say that the Democrats should not force a shutdown, even if their demands aren't met. Only 27% support the Democrat position. Among independents, the voters who decide elections, only 32% think Democrats should shut down the government. So once again, as we pointed out yesterday, the Democrats are on the wrong side of another 80-20 issue. In other words, they planted their flag on a side that doesn't get more than 20 or 30% support. So congressional Republicans are frankly just sitting back, buttering the popcorn, and watching the Democrats flail in their desperate and futile attempt at explaining to 70 or 80% of the nation why they're wrong. It's obviously not going to work. And we're already seeing the Democrats starting to turn on each other. Case in point, we had a little bit of a marriage meltdown on MSNBC between the ultra-repulsive Mika and Joe. It appears that the Schumer shutdown is causing some strain in their marital relationship. Check this out.
I also just don't understand why we're blaming the Democrats for Republicans lying. At the highest level of office, they have the biggest megaphone. They have TV networks that repeat the lies and say things on those networks with no consequence. And the things they say are violent. Okay, so they're not only repeating the lies, but adding to this coarseness. Yes. And there's no consequence to it. And we're blaming the Democrats? Yes. We're blaming the Democrats for this. What exactly are the Democrats supposed to do?
They're supposed to fight back.
Yes.
They're supposed to know. They're
and
supposed to do
well?
What Bill...
Like, what exactly?
No. Bill Clinton just completely abused and used Republicans in every government shutdown. I know, I was there. He was smart enough politically to do it. Barack Obama knew how to always get the best of Republicans. All right? We're not blaming Democrats for Republicans' lies. We're saying the Democrats at some point have to figure out how to answer those lies. And that's not whining. The whining comes from Democratic leaders that still don't have an answer to Republican lies 10 years into Donald Trump's terms.
Chen, how do we answer the lies?
Yeah. In other words, shut up, Mika. Shut up, Mika. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. I mean, seriously, you can see it in her face the entire time. I mean, that is a perfect picture of the old maxim, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. But that said, you know, at least Sleazy Joe recognized that whining is not a viable political strategy. Sorry, Mika. I mean, complaining and bitching about the Republicans steamrolling over the Democrats is not a viable political strategy. But unfortunately for Sleazy Joe, he doesn't seem to realize this ain't the 1990s no more. This isn't the Obama era no more. We are living in the midst of a fundamental political realignment that completely overturns the old Democrat playbook. Both Clinton and Obama were able to rely on a sympathetic legacy media that advocated on their behalf and still exercised inordinate influence over public opinion. Those days are over. We live in a very different society today where our collective hyperconnectivity into the internet enables the vast majority of the electorate to bypass the legacy media and access information for ourselves. So the legacy media has now effectively been reduced to talking to their fellow Democrats. And not even that many of them, because even fellow Democrats are starting to turn their backs on both the media and the party. Case in point, here's the latest from Anna Kasparian and the Young Turks.
And one more point on all those polls. Even though Democrats' numbers are low, when you ask people, who do you prefer, a Democratic senator or a Republican senator? We did it in the six battleground states, which were +2, +3 overall. So it's not a Democratic or independent survey. 47-39, they prefer Democrats. And in a couple of the races where we have the two candidates, we win.
Do you? Do you really? Because according to the polling, Democrats are in a lot of trouble, and I mean a lot of trouble. Now, Republicans are losing some favorability. You're seeing a dip in the polling. But once you put Democrats up against Republicans on specific issues, the Republican Party is enjoying a pretty significant lead. And that is according to the latest. There are multiple polls, but the latest one is from Reuters and Ipsos. And here is what the findings indicate. The public trusts Republicans' plan to address crime to the Democrats by 20 points, 40% to 20%. I'm gonna just pause to maybe discuss this a little more. There was a person in the media, if I recall, someone who was a Democrat her entire life, registered Democrat her entire life, who saw this coming from a mile away, who talked about how crime in the big cities was going to make people turn away from the Democrats and no longer trust them in the handling of crime issues. And that person was smeared pretty viciously.
Yeah.
That person was me. And I would just like to ask all those people who engaged in those smear tactics, do you feel good about where the Democratic Party is on this issue today? Do you think that the average American voter is just stupid and imagined crime and is basing their, you know, opinion on this on hallucinations? Or could it be that there were actually real problems that weren't being addressed by the Democrats? People were being gaslit by the Democrats on those issues. And as a result, people are going to trust the Republican solutions way more than the, I guess, the lack of solutions from the Democrats.
And she's absolutely right on that. Again, this is the 80-20 doom loop that the Democrats are caught up in. All of their positions, every single one, from their stance on open borders to siding with illegal aliens, siding with violent criminals in our cities, trans athletes in sports, and now on a government shutdown, precisely because the Republicans won't fund healthcare for illegal aliens. I mean, every single one of these issues puts the Democrats on the side of the most radical 20% and therefore alienates them from the 80% common sense consensus. So it's technically known as de-alignment in political theory, where the vast majority of the country simply turns its back on, it de-aligns itself from a party that they see is no longer representing their values, interests, and concerns. The Democrat Party is increasingly seen as the party of the donor class. They are, in effect, parasites. They feed off of our tax dollars solely to enrich themselves and increase their own power and affluence. Speaking of parasites, our good friends over at the Wellness Company have an amazing full body cleanse that you've got to try. This is incredible stuff, especially when it comes to the presence of parasites in our bodies. Now, groundbreaking research from Dr. Alan McDonald revealed a direct link between chronic parasitic infections and neurological diseases like multiple sclerosis. And these parasites can cause inflammation, nerve damage, and long-term cognitive decline. That's why you need to do a full body cleanse at least once a year. And I'm so excited to tell you about the Wellness Company's solution. Their ivermectin plus mebendazole combination. It's the gold standard parasite solution now combined in one cleanse combo. It's designed to eliminate harmful invaders and support your immune system naturally. Medical grade, not some trendy herbal gimmicks. Just fill out a quick intake form and get a 3-month supply shipped straight to your door. MAHA is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Head on over to twc.health/Turley and use code Turley to save $90 off plus free shipping. Click on that link below and cleanse your body today. When it comes to Democrat leadership, I mean, things could not possibly be worse. Chuck Schumer has the lowest approval rating of any congressional leader with an abysmal 21% approval. 21%. Even worse, his own party is turning against him. It looks inevitable that AOC is going to successfully primary him. Again, the Democrat rank and file, just they can't stand Schumer. They think Schumer's a sleazeball, rightly so, right? Completely ineffective, bought and paid for by special interests. So this shutdown is only going to further damage him. In fact, you know, he himself is in a lose-lose situation here. If he compromises with the Republicans, so if he refuses to use the very filibuster that mental midgets like AOC tell us is racist and needs to be abolished, well, if he refuses to use that filibuster and he compromises with the Republicans, his polling will collapse among Democrats, just like it did back in March. But as this shutdown continues and Trump radically transforms the federal government through Ross Vote and the OMB and the implementation of Project 2025, now having full management authority over all federal agencies and employment, well, of course, his polls are going to collapse as well. So either way, Schumer's shot. There's no way he comes out of this on the winning side. But Schumer's problems really, in the end, are just the tip of the iceberg. Recent polling shows that just 29% of Americans view Democrats favorably. 29%. Even among Democrats themselves, only 60% have a favorable view of their own party. That's down from 80% at the start of Biden's term. Gen Z data is particularly alarming for Democrats. We pointed out numerous times on this channel that they are losing ground among young voters every single day, especially young men who swung 44 points to the right since 2020. Thank you, Charlie Kirk. But the problem is because the party is in such decline, it can only continue to appeal to its most rabid extreme wing because they're the only ones that are giving the party the time of day. But the more you appeal to your most rabid extreme wing, the more you alienate your party from the mainstream, who then more and more de-align themselves from your party. That's exactly what we've been seeing with Gen Z, with men, with the working class, both white and non-white. Basically, 60 to 70% of the country is increasingly de-aligning itself from the Democrat Party, which will force them to side all the more with their most extreme wing, which will only further exacerbate that alienation from the mainstream. That's the 80-20 doom loop in real time. That's what we're watching play out here. And the key is to see how many inside the Democrat Party begin to defect in all of this. They're the ones recognizing that there is no way they come out on top with this one. So, of course, we've already seen it with Senator John Fetterman, who his approval rating, if you haven't seen it, has collapsed among Democrats. He's in the low 30s, according to the latest Quinnipiac poll. Again, that's the doom loop, gang, working itself out, right? So we're seeing John Fetterman, he's broken ranks. Representative Jared Golden of Maine, he's broken ranks with his fellow Democrats, blaming the shutdown on the far left. We'll see how many more Democrats just start to turn on each other. It's already pretty significant, as you could see. But for me, what's so key here is that what we're witnessing is so much more than a single election cycle or one political moment. I think we're witnessing a fundamental realignment. The Democrat coalition that held together since the 1960s, combining working class voters, minorities, and progressives, is breaking apart. So the working class has already fled. Now they're increasingly being joined by Latinos, who are turning places like Miami-Dade deep red. And they're being joined increasingly by the great progressive promise of Gen Z that ain't so progressive. They're abandoning the Democrats in droves. Again, Gen Z men have gone swung 44 points to the right since 2020. And so the party faces an impossible choice. Appease what's left of the progressive base and lose the majority, or moderate your positions and then face primary challenges from the progressive left. Upchuck Schumer's predicament perfectly illustrates this trap for the entire party. Damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. This is the fundamental problem of being caught up in an 80-20 doom loop. The numbers don't lie. The Democrats are not just losing elections, they are losing Americans. And with each passing month, as voter registration data and approval ratings all show, the hole gets deeper. This isn't a temporary setback. It's a structural collapse that could reshape American politics for a generation. The question isn't whether the Democrat Party can recover. It's whether there will be anything left to recover from. All right, gang, that's a wrap. Now, if you want the latest updates and some behind-the-scenes goodies, head on over to turley.pub/news and sign up for our newsletter. Big things are always coming.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.